For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a German city. And those of you who play our geo-texting game already know which city that is. That's because we sent you the answer before we sent out the clues. Whoops. So instead, we asked you to send us some Jeopardy-style questions we might use. First, our clues. The city is about 120 miles southwest of Berlin in the German state of Saxony. It has a famous university. In the 1700s, it was home to composer Johann Sebastian Bach. And after World War II, the city was located in the former East Germany. And the last clue comes from Aaron in Ripon, California, who texted us this question: what is a city that first broke the Berlin Wall? We'll have the answer and meet five musicians from the city in just a few minutes. The Arab Spring of this year has resurrected memories of the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, and the fall of the wall should resurrect thoughts of Leipzig in the former East Germany. We chose Leipzig as the answer to our GeoQuiz today because it's the place where a previous generation's popular protests helped lead to the downfall of an entrenched regime. Leipzig is also the home of the group of musicians who will close out today's program, five musicians in all. They form the group Amachord, one of the top a cappella ensembles in the world. The members of Amachord were between 9 and 15 years old when communism began to falter in East Germany. At the time, the five musicians were singers in the prestigious St. Thomas Boys Choir in Leipzig, the same choir once led by Johann Sebastian Bach. The boys didn't join in the protest, but their parents did. Each week they gathered at a church in the medieval town center, the St. Nikolai Church. At first, the demonstrations were modest. Every Monday night, anyone brave enough and fed up enough with life under the communist regime would gather at the church. They held simple peace vigils, but by 1989, the crowds grew bigger and more forceful. They carried candles around the old town and even marched past the Stasi secret police headquarters in Leipzig. They called for freedom and for fair elections and for NATO and the Soviet Union to pull their nuclear weapons from German soil. The boys singers sort of understood what was transpiring in their hometown. They knew the deprivations of communism in East Germany because their choir had seen the relative wealth and freedom outside their borders. Daniel Knopft was a member of the choir.
We knew the world outside because with St. Thomas Boys Choir we were allowed to travel. So we could, for instance, travel to West Germany, and we could travel to Japan in the year of 1985. That was a big Bach anniversary year. And so we knew many parts of the world, but knowing them and having to come back to where your parents and the family stayed, who were not allowed usually to move or to see the world, well, that was really mixed feelings.
Now, the Berlin Wall wasn't near Leipzig. It was about 120 miles away. The wall fell on November 9th, 1989, but something happened weeks earlier in Leipzig that was a harbinger for the eventual fall of the wall.
A month before the wall would come down, that was the turning point of the whole story, because the army was there, just like nowadays in Libya, to shoot at their own people. And they didn't. It's really a miracle of biblical dimensions in a way. Those young men, they were just a little bit older than we were then, yeah. And they could have got the order to shoot at their own people. There were many 10,000 people on the streets meeting other people to ask for democracy and for a better way. When that was peaceful, the path was paved to the wall coming down, actually. And that makes Leipzig people really proud because we are part of that history, and those were our parents.
1 month later, the night the Berlin Wall came down, in a peaceful demonstration, the St. Thomas Boys Choir was performing in West Germany. The boys couldn't even phone home because so few East Germans had a telephone. More than 20 years later, the five former choir boys are living a life that would have been unattainable if the Berlin Wall had not come down. They perform a cappella music all around the globe. They just finished a tour of the U.S. They've created their own a cappella music festival in Leipzig. The 12th festival kicks off next week and will feature, among others, American vocal wizard Bobby McFerrin. Amachord even formed their own record label, an impossibility in the former East Germany. And the five former choir boys still sing the traditional German songs they love in honor of the land they love. We've got videos of the a cappella quintet Amachord at theworld.org. Special thanks to Kathy Fuller and Alan McClellan of WGBH sister station WCRB for their help on this report. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.